This is CliffCentral.com.
What's up, everybody? So welcome to another exciting week of the Gilmore T5 here on Cliff Central. We had such an incredible time in Zimbabwe, so this week the show has a different tempo, and I'm going to look into the top entertainment, sports, and current affairs news that made headlines in Zimbabwe, obviously. I also happened to be in Harare, the sunshine city and capital of Zimbabwe, where I was doing some business and just touching base with a few people, because when you are in Zimbabwe and you're Zimbabwean, things pop and happen in Harare. So I happened to bump into one of the first rising African musicians, Vegezela. When I tell you that his first rising, I actually mean it, because he's incredible. I've seen him perform, and trust me, he is the future. So you remember me for saying this, and of course, yes, it was said right here first on the Gilmore T5. So I had a conversation with him at the National Gallery of Zimbabwe in Harare, and he had a lot to share about his journey in the music space, his positioning right now, where he is, where he's going. So keep tuning in. You do not want to miss this conversation that I had with this incredible gentleman. And I will close the show with episode 13 of MTV Sugar Down South. Just in case you were wondering, MTV Sugar premiered their new season, which they shot in Nigeria this past Tuesday. And I think last week I spoke about the show coming back on our screens. And this time when it premiered on MTV Base West in Nigeria, on Silverbed, and also on MTV Base in South Africa. But just in case you missed it, it's also on YouTube. But I haven't watched the show, and I'd love to hear from what you guys think about the show. So make sure you let me know your thoughts about the characters in the MTV Sugar Niger, and hashtag me on all social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEEVibe. So if it's your first time listening to the show and you have no idea who this person is talking, my name is Gilmore T, the global citizen, and you're listening to the Gilmore T Vibe, where we touch and talk on all things Zimbabwean. So for now, let's talk Zim only on Cliff Central. So much has happened in the country and keeps happening in Zimbabwe. I'm talking about your entertainment space, your business space, your political space, the social spaces. Things are just popping, and we are trying to keep up in the country with all these happenings. So I'll jump straight into what made headlines. And in politics, according to the Herald, there is a new political party called the National Patriotic Front, NPF, which will be fielding candidates for the local parliamentary and presidential elections in the 2018 harmonized elections. In a statement to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yesterday, NPF President Brigadier General Ambrose Motinili, retired, expressed the party's willingness to be invited to meetings that are periodically convened by the commission. The General Motinili was anointed by former President Comrade Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace as the leader of the NPF, that is the G40 Cabal's new political project. This followed a meeting at the former First Family's residence at the Blue Roof Mansion in Borodo last week in Harare. Still in politics, MDCT has finally endorsed Nelson Chamisa as the president for the party and presidential candidate for the 2018 harmonized elections in Zimbabwe 2018. That's just around the corner. So this week, Mr. Chamisa paid tribute to the ruling ZANU-PF government and parliament for extending a helping hand during the party's founding president Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai's funeral wake and burial. Mr. Chamisa thanks the president Mnangagwa and his vice president Chiengwa in particular, and government ministers who took time off their busy schedules to pay their last respects. Still talking about MDCT, Deputy President Togozani Kupe's aide, Witness Dube, has threatened to quit the opposition party for security reasons after he sustained a deep cut on his forehead during the clashes at the party's Bulawayo provincial offices on Sunday. This is according to the Newsday. He went on to say, "The violence meted on me by the few pro-Chamisa MDCT leadership in the Bulawayo province has left me seriously considering resigning from the party. They have put the party in disrepute for abandoning the constitution and democracy in preference of their narrow political interests. I am considering that route, not Kupe. This relationship is not working." So Dube was among several MDCT members from Kupe's camp who were injured following clashes with activists from a rival faction believed to be linked to the party leader Nelson Chamisa. Kupe and Chamisa were reportedly fighting over control of the opposition party following the death of its founder Morgan Tsvangirai last month. MDCT Bulawayo chairperson and deputy mayor of Bulawayo, Gift Banda, councillor Mlandu Ncube, and a number of youths were on Tuesday arrested by police for allegedly instigating the violence. They appeared in court late this week. So let's jump straight into business. And according to the Newsday, Air Zimbabwe is set to be restructured amid concerns that the national carrier was bleeding state officers through loans and subsidies with no hope of resuscitating, Transport and Infrastructure Development Minister Jerome Gumbo has said. Gumbo said discussions were underway to restructure Air Zimbabwe and management has been warned to shape up or ship out. If it means starting afresh, let it be. We can't have such a work culture at Air Zimbabwe. And I hope that the airline can run again. We are working to ensure that we restructure, reorganize Air Zimbabwe. I can't say much at the moment, he said. According to the progress report of the ministry's 100 days target, Gumbo said $1.5 million was required to realigning staff and reorganization of the state entity, which has a debt of over $370 million. Question is, are all EU associated institutions going to start using Air Zimbabwe? Because from what I know, many of the EU associated institutions like embassies, non-governmental organizations have deemed the airline unsafe and also not really, doesn't fit their travel regulations as the EU and other first world countries. Ooh, that's a lot going on in Zimbabwe. And jumping straight into education, the government of Zimbabwe has cut tuition fees for students on attachment by 40%, bringing relief to learners who were struggling to meet the cost and also gain that industrial experience. According to the Chronicle, Higher and Tertiary Education Science and Technology Development Secretary Dr. Desire Sivanda said government had considered the economic environment and socio-economic status of a majority of the students. So I'd like to say well done to the government for trying to promote education and also for promoting education in Zimbabwe. But I think in general, Zimbabwe's education and Zimbabweans as a people just need a complete mindset shift, because as much as we talk about education and we attend this education in school, I feel it needs to be looked at on what are we being educated about, what are we actually learning in our classes, because sometimes it looks like we actually do not think. It's just general things, we seem not to be able to think about those. That's just my point of view. So what do you think? Let me know on our social media platforms. The hashtag is GTWE Vibe. I would love to hear from you. So let's talk more about Zimbabwe. In entertainment, the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe has reviewed plans to review coverage of local commercial radio stations from the current 40 kilometers radius in line with their commercial and viability aspects. According to the Chronicle, the licensing authority said it was inviting views and comments from stakeholders on the matter as part of the review process. So basically, that's what's happening, and they're inviting people to come through and put their comments and their views so that they can sort of like improve on what they are planning or what they're trying to implement. But to be honest, I just hope new stations will just open in Zimbabwe, and in that way we're able to create more employment for a lot of young people that have been graduating in the media space but actually don't have jobs. So I think just last week or a few weeks back, a new station opened called Kulumani FM, which is in Bulawayo. But for me, it just sounds like one of the old stations that we already have. It's just a huge yawn. But that's just my point of view. I don't know about any of you. Moving right along in entertainment, a co-producer of the local movie Chinoye 7, which is set to premiere at Tekineko Bordel in Harare, Tawanda Sarireni, on Monday said Zimbabwe had the potential to produce world-class movies if the industry was well-funded. So the 120 minutes long film about the Chinoye battle was commissioned by Vice President C. Chiwengwa, then Zimbabwe Defense Forces Commander, and it was shot using high-tech equipment for effect. well done to a lot of Zimbabwean filmmakers. We see them all coming up and they are trying to do as much as they can. I just wish there could be more platforms opening in Zimbabwe for the filmmakers to showcase their works and for us to view and watch what they're producing. So I can't actually wait for the movie. I wonder what it's all about or what is actually in the movie, because of late everybody's just going a buzz with the whole Black Panther phase where no one can't seem to sleep. Some people have watched Black Panther more than 5 times. I've watched it twice because the first time when I watched it, I felt like it was peer pressure and I was under pressure just to go watch the movie. But actually, when I watched it the second time, I sort of like was very calm and I was concentrating on the movie. But either way, I hope this movie, Chinua in 7, is going to make waves across Zimbabwe. And by the way, please do go support local talent. And if it's good enough, let them know. If it's not good, please also let them know, because we cannot constantly support mediocre stuff and, you know, just batter it and just keep quiet about it. Right, so one of the most interesting thing about my job is the fact that I meet lots of people from across different platforms, different genres, different spaces of influence, and I have an interesting story to tell before you listen to this conversation that I had with this gentleman. So about three years back, I met this gentleman called Bothwell Bozonkomo, known to many of you as Vegezela now, because he just rebranded. And I saw him perform at the Blue Theater, and you know, his music was just incredible. His performance was just like off the shizzle, my nizzle. So I approached him and I was like, you know what, brother, your music is incredible. You have an amazing talent and you have amazing control on stage. And he was very humble about it. Unlike many musicians in Zimbabwe, he was going to grow a big head. But then later on, he went back to South Africa, because he moved to South Africa like a few years back. And we just recently bumped in Harare, and this is like, I just caught up with him just before he left for the airport. And during his visit, we sat down at the National Gallery. So much noise going on, but we really had to have this conversation because I couldn't let it go for the Gilmore TV. And recently, he signed with Motherland, a stable that is home to multi-award-winning South African acts such as Vusi Nova, Ntando, Nathi, the Nomvula brother, but whom, by the way, I understand has just left the stable. And anyway, back to Vegezela. I had this privilege to just sit down with him briefly, and he touched on a whole lot of things that for me were very inspirational. So just listen to this conversation and pay attention to some knowledge the brother is dishing out. It's incredible. All right, so what's up, everybody? This is the Gilmore TV Vibe, and I'm in Harare. So you know what? I bumped into this gentleman. He's been doing incredible stuff in L'Afrique du Sud. It's called South Africa. Many of you know it as South Africa, but I know it as L'Afrique du Sud. So welcome,
Vegezela.
I'm excited to be on the show with
Gilmore TV.
But you know what's weird? Because you have changed the name from Bozo, and you're also called Bothwell, and then the next thing you're called Vegezela. Tell me how Vegezela came about, actually.
Okay, Vegezela came about it was a strategic approach, mm-hmm. really, because Bozo never made it.
Okay.
To the industry.
All right.
You know, he was just caught up in that wannabe type of industry. I like to call it that way. And those mm-hmm. industries are actually parallel. They never meet.
Okay.
So the time I decided to. It was a very difficult point in time in my life,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, where my song Vegezela was popular out there. Mm-hmm. People knew the song, mm-hmm. but I was not benefiting from it.
Okay.
And I would attend these shows, yes. I would take selfies with prominent artists and post on social media, and people used to think he's really living the life.
Mm.
But I got tired of it, because reality would have me worry about rent at the end of the month.
When you go
reality
home.
Will have me worry about where my next meal will come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reality will have me really get worried, and I was not getting any younger. You know, so I was thinking of starting a family, but how was I going to do that when I would get only 3 shows a year?
And you get selfies, by the way. Maybe that was a bonus.
But
wasn't paying your bills.
But it wasn't paying the bills.
Yeah, true.
So Bozo died, mm-hmm. you know, and with Bozo, I decided to say, God, I think this is it. Can you take care of my career for now, personally, as a person.
Okay.
I've had enough. I'm hanging my guitar and I'm looking for a job.
So at least you didn't hang yourself. You hang your guitar.
You can't hang it. But because I knew that I was just hanging it temporarily.
Exactly.
To come back at some point. But now I had to face
the job
reality.
Thing. Come on now. You calm know, down.
Man. I did. Get it?
Yes. All right.
So, and then, Sopozo died. And then I went to look for workers. And I found work as a waiter.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a year. Got a lot of experience about life.
Yeah,
humility,
yeah.
How to be a good judge of character, because it was a business. For me, I think it was a business because there's no salary as a waiter. So at the end of the day, you determine how much you want to make.
By how you serve
by
people.
By how you serve people, all by right. How you judge, you know, people, by how, you know, you strategize your day and say, okay, now it's a Friday,
but
it's going to be a busy night.
But let's talk about judging. Wait. You say by how you judge people, but
yes.
Don't you think sometimes we judge a book by its cover and it's actually not how it looks like? You touched on how a lot of us... you know, take selfies with people,
yes,
and then we go around saying that, oh, we've made it, or whatever has happened.
Yes.
Don't you think also sometimes it comes from, you know, like you said, we judge people,
yes.
But then they're actually not that, and then at the end of it, oh, nothing happens.
All right. Yes. But there are elements that never lie, like the shoes.
Okay.
Shoes of a man can tell you his story.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you can take selfies and come out here looking all swag, but we always forget the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at a shoe, even if it doesn't look beautiful, but you can tell this is an expensive shoe. This is one lesson that I learned when I was a waiter.
Okay.
I asked this waiter who was always top of the sales table.
Top of the waiters.
Like, how do you do it?
Mm.
He's like, what's up? Yeah, because I told someone to try and get a lapada is shown at the guy.
Yeah,
because I told someone to try and get a lapada, you know, really, you know, when it's a spanner, it's a good so it was good. And we saw a lot of those, especially artists.
All right.
They always come with that, you know, but you know that you wouldn't get anything. And experience as well will teach you that when you serve these types of people, like if you wanted trouble, you would serve women who travel in fours and in fives.
That's trouble.
That is trouble. Because they will be sending you every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
They will be demanding. And when it comes to paying, they'll be paying, you know, like someone will throw 100 rand there, someone just to get to the bill. At the end of the day, they will pay the exact amount and you won't even get your 10% tip.
Wow.
And when you try to get your 10%, you fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you will know that, okay, because there were those women who would come in, you see that these are just long lost friends.
Yeah.
They are catching up.
Yeah, you can see that
they work, they've got better, they got good jobs there.
Mm. And then they're slay queens.
Yes, and then they are slay queens, you understand? So now when you saw slay queens coming in, you will run away. We would all run away. And they'll come to you like, please serve me. No, we'll refuse. Like, no, I don't have a table. Because you'll be reserving that one table. So mostly we targeted Nigerians because they're big spenders.
Mongo.
Yes, they will spend a bill of up to 6,000 rand, 10,000 rand, you know, but they don't tip. But we had our ways of making them to fork out the money.
I think it's about to close. Are you about to close, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get my phone. Right, so we just took a break, but then if you are still listening, you can join the conversation on social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEE Vibe and follow the station at cliffcentral.com and follow me at GilmoreTEE and also follow Bozo at Begezela Music. See, I know you, brother.
Absolutely.
I know you, brother. Take me to when you started your music, because obviously, this didn't start now, but then there's some story to it, to where you are now.
Of course, yes. The music never died in me. So one thing that I was really afraid of, that I think if I hadn't been afraid of, I had actually gone and worked and been a waiter a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That fear of mine was fear. I felt like I was betraying my craft.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like if I did anything else besides music, I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I was not going to live.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
But when I started working as a waiter, I found myself singing for customers.
Oh, is it?
Yes, when I served a big table, I would always ask them, what are you guys celebrating? Like, oh, it's his birthday. Like, oh, happy birthday. Like, oh my God, our waiter can sing. And the tip would go up, and then they would go to idols.
Mm.
And at some point, I served this woman, and I told her my story, only to find that she was one of the top publicists.
Nice.
In, you know, she's white in SA, and she wrote a very
just said to say white.
Profound
Come on,
story.
Mm.
And when she did that story, That's the story that really exposed me.
Okay, so when was this though?
This was around 2016.
Okay, so yes. when was your defining moment to say, you know what, this is what I want to do? Like the first time you said, okay, you know what, this is what I want to do, music.
Like when I wanted to do music.
Like the first, you know, those defining moments where you say, when I did this or when I sang on this platform, then I felt like I belonged and this is what I wanted to do. When was that for you?
For me, that happened in 2008 at the Haifa.
Okay.
You know, so I found myself, you know, being a part of some small poetry crew. Mm-hmm. You know, I was playing background music for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually managed to, at the end of the day, get a slot in the Haifa. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot when I said the Haifa. But above all, I saw a woman from Ivory Coast mm-hmm. called Dobenya Hore.
Okay.
Oh my God. When she performed on stage, I was like, this is the kind of music I want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I had earlier on been into music from Gwabulawa, you know,
mm-hmm.
but my repertoire was kind of like limited,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the local. But when I came out there, the Haifa, I saw the international, you know, material,
mm-hmm.
how people were doing what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you're just wondering, those that are talking in the background, we're actually at the Harare Gardens in Harare, so it's in a public space. So don't start complaining and throwing your shade on Twitter. We're in a public space and we're recording this. This gentleman is traveling back, so I thought, let me catch up with him. Tell me, right now, so we're fast forwarding to when you started your music, and right now, where are you in terms of your music?
Oh my God, I don't even know how to quantify that, because like I said, that when Bozo died, Begezela was born. But I think we should go back to the waitering story, because that's where everything is centered around.
Okay.
In terms of saying,
I feel like I was hurting you.
How did Begezela come
yeah.
about? How was he born?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll sing for customers and I will, you know, see all these artists coming in by and all of that. So every day I'll wake up, I used to do the day shift. So I'll mm-hmm. wake up at 4 a.m. to prepare to go to work. And I'll always walk to the Texas at around 5, 20 past 5. It would be so quiet.
In the morning?
Of us, yes,
oh.
in the morning. And I capitalized on that quietude. Mm-hmm. Then I wrote songs. Mm-hmm. I would write songs. And I didn't even just write songs. I was prepared. I was ready. I would write songs, mm-hmm. you know, with that imagination of studio. I would already produce the song, I'd already arrange it, I would already see how it was going to come out in radio and stuff like that. So I think that's another factor that really helped, because the divine power that I surrendered myself to say, God, take care of my music, it was at work.
I respect that.
So I worked until one day, I was from a double shift, tired, you know, got home at around 4 a.m., mm-hmm. you know, and slept. And I was woken by a call at 11 a.m. and I was really pretty annoyed. And the person on the other side of the line is like, hi, you're speaking to Sipo Natella. I'm actually Nati's manager. I'm like, oh my God.
Like Nati, Nomvula.
Yes, Nomvula. Like, oh my God. I mean, I woke up, like, I sat on my bed. I'm like, oh yeah, sure. It's like, no, look, dude, I heard your song in Tembisa. And I asked myself, who is this? And the DJ said, it's Bozo. So mm-hmm. I did not sleep. I searched for you.
Wow.
Until I found where you posted your digits.
Mm.
You know, so it was good for me because I never changed my digits, you know, mm-hmm. since I got to South Africa. I've had
at least you don't
number.
Change because you know
I've,
some
I've
of us
had the same number for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so he managed to locate me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was time, you know, because immediately he said, can we have a meeting? I said, I can't. He said, why? I said, I need work.
Mm.
What? You've got a big song and you work. Where do you work? At News Cafe in Sante. Like, oh my God. And then he went back to he told his partner Lance there,
mm-hmm.
and Lance went crazy. He's like, we've got to meet this guy. Mm-hmm. We've got to meet this mm-hmm. guy. So on my off day, I went down to Parkview to meet them, and I found the whole of them waiting for me. And they said, you need to take a 2 weeks immediate leave
wow.
to get into the studio.
Wow.
And they gave
wow.
me all the resources. They gave me Nati's band that recorded Nomvula. They gave me, then I had to call my own producer of 10 years, Obabi, because we had that connection now.
And a relationship,
you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were in studio, and I've never gone back to work ever since I've been on leave.
so that was a life leave.
That was a life leave in a way, because things happened faster than we thought.
Yeah.
Because we thought I was going to record for 2 weeks. Obviously, they will take time to mix, master, process, and then start sending it to radios. Mm. It was around June, May, June. So they
2017. Okay.
This is just last year.
It's here. It's just recently. It just happened now, literally. And so, but God would have it the other way. Mm. When they sent the mix, not master, just the mix to Car FM to say, what do you think? We've got this new guy that we're assembling. And I remember they sent it to George Munetsi. Yes, George. Before he left Car FM. It was his last week there.
Okay.
So they said, we've got a fellow Zimbo here. Listen to his work. You know, he said, you just sent him a WhatsApp. And George didn't respond for 2 minutes. And the guy was like, so what do you think? And George said, listen to the program that is playing right now. We are closing the very same song. So I'm like, I've always wanted to get into Car FM, and now I'm being played like that. Before I can even master the song. Mm-hmm. And so the rest was like, happened, you know, like very fast. And I can't even explain it. Mm-hmm. You know, before I know it, I was now in Selima Tunzi on SABC 1.
Because you're everywhere.
Everyone was like, okay, is that you? Before I knew it, I was now doing your, you know, ETV. I was now doing your Afternoon Express. I was now doing your Home Ground. I was now, you know, and now, I was now in the same step with Pussy Nova, with Ntando. Ntando had just released his album.
Yep.
You know, so they were launching our albums, you know, together.
May you go inside now.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go right ahead.
Yes, and so for me, life was just happening so fast.
Yeah.
You know, because it came at a point where I did not really was expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Like really, I hadn't even spoken to Motherland or anyone to take me there. Yeah. These guys just found me, you know, which makes me really believe that God was really at work and showing off. So here I am bumping into Pussy Nova, bumping into Dando, you know, like that, just like that, in the same company, you know. And Pussy Nova coming to you and be like, oh, I like your song, man. Of course, they had that attitude, like.
But I mean, how did you take it? Because now you're in the same space as these people that you sort of like admire in the industry. But then how did you consume, or how did you just take it all in?
I think because I was not expecting it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I did not have that wow moment. I was just dumbstruck and dumbfounded at what God had done for me. And again, I think the environment, the restaurant environment was very, very, very pivotal in the sense that we see young niggas are that calm down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just, you know, forget it. Just be you. Mm-hmm. Just be human. You know? So I was caught up in that. It came at the time when I was in that space. Where I was like really humble, because I was still a waiter at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Even when I had that meeting, I was still thinking of my customers and having to make money for my rent and to do other things. And I used to save, you know, a lot in Pullers.
So would you say, sorry to catch you, would you say waitressing, I don't know, waitressing played a huge role in your life? Because when I check your Twitter now, you still have waiter, musician,
I haven't changed. Because I still feel I'm a waiter, only that I'm serving music.
Get in here, trying to be fair. But you touched on something that I think is very vital. You touched on, you know, on timing, or when the time is right.
Yes, time.
What do you think about our young people nowadays? I mean, you're not that you're old. You're not like you, Masegeda. May so rest in peace. But what would you say to any young person about timing and when it's God's timing?
It is very important to learn to persevere.
Yeah.
Because everything happens at its time. No matter how much you push it, no matter the amount of education that you can have, no matter the amount of people that you may think you know, but if it's not yet your time, it's not the time.
Yeah.
Why do I say that? When I arrived at Motherland, Siponya Teller, the guy who discovered me, is the same guy who discovered Natty, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So he sent the song to his circle. Of people to say, guys, this is what I'm working on. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Of the feedback that came back, people saying this is a beautiful song. One guy said, Sipuya Sanya, when I sent you the very same song last year.
Oh, he already had someone send him the song.
Yes, but he did not hear it. He did not receive it.
It was because your time also. Time. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Do you understand?
Come on, Pastor. The question, right?
It was not the time. When it's time, the whole universe aligns.
Mm.
Even people's attitude towards you changes.
Exactly.
Everything just falls into place. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't struggle anymore.
No, you don't.
Like I'm saying that, like, look, I used to go to, even at Kaya FM, mm-hmm. when they sent the song, one of the compilers said, we know this guy, you know, he's always been knocking on our doors, it's just that you know the industry. With the same song, they were like, you know the industry, man, if no one knows you. That they confessed.
That's just what they say.
Yes, to say, we know the song, we've just discarded it, mm-hmm. because it came from someone that we do not even know.
So you feel like the industry is very much closed, it's about who
it is,
you know.
Yes, it is highly controlled. Mm-hmm. It is highly controlled, which is why it's so lucrative, because it's controlled. You know, by a few, you know, people. So it's always the same people. So if you can make it into that circle of people, only then, you know, but it's so sad because there's a lot of talented artists who are chucked out of the industry or who are stuck, you know, outside the industry. So if you don't have, I'd like to call Motherland, not Motherland, I call them Mother Hustlers, because that's all that they do. They don't follow the book.
They are
thugs. I call them
like
thugs.
Thugs. I drove around with this guy in Harare, and then he kept taking all these weird tens, like illegal things. So I hope you're not going to do illegal stuff, and I hope you guys are not illegally downloading his music. You're actually purchasing his music.
Purchasing just to support.
Yes.
So the question of timing is very pivotal.
Yeah.
So now when we sat down, we thought, look, Bozo, I didn't know how it works, so I was still stuck on Bozo, and Lance, the director of Motherland, said, we need to change the name Bozo. I said, okay, cool. But I've always been Bozo since way back. He said, maybe that's the reason why you never made it.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Oh.
And then it hit me hard. I was like, maybe it's true. Which is why I'm saying Bozo died. So God wanted to just do away with all the habits and whatever of the past. But look, I was a born-again person now.
Yeah.
Even personality-wise, I was now a waiter. Mm. I was no longer that, you know, artist was full of himself, just, you know, artists, we've got those egos that even when you've got nothing, but still you want to throw your weight around.
Yeah,
so now I was humbled, I was fresh, I was new. So we thought, let's look for names.
Yeah.
People came up with names, Gonke, you know, Gonke. From Godwell, yes, Gonke. They're like, no, but there's Zonke.
Yeah.
Someone was like, you know, there were some weird names out there.
Yeah.
So we couldn't find the name.
Uh-huh.
And then one day when we were still deliberating after the album was recorded,
mm-hmm.
when we were now doing the artwork,
mm-hmm.
I said to Lance, well, we were talking with Sipo and Lance, I was like, you know, people in I was telling them a story how in Mpumalanga, because the song got big in Mpumalanga first, because it received airplay, FM.
Uh-huh.
And then when it received that kind of airplay, people didn't know the person who sang the song.
Okay.
So they would walk into stores and say, we want a song, Yakabekezela, Etimilinde. And then they were like, yeah, that's your name, because people thought, you know, I was Begezela, and the song is called Milinde Dombiam.
Yeah.
So, like, we've got a name.
Uh-huh.
Later on, to discover that the name became so relevant.
Yes.
Because that is the story of my life.
So, hold that. So, this is an interesting part of the whole story. We might have been talking for quite a long time, but I think the interesting part is what he's going to say just now.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you're at home, please get a hold of us on our social media platforms. The hashtag is GTWEVibe and tweet us. Let us know what you think about this show, and also send your questions, your comments. We'll make sure or try to respond to them. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back soon after this. So welcome back. We're still chilling with Begezela, known to me as Bozo. Botho, I don't know how you know him, but anyway, we'll get into why he changed his name to Begezela. So now, why is the name Begezela very relevant to you right now? And why do you think it's the most was the most rightful name for you to have?
Look, it's Begezela means persevere.
Yeah.
So I persevered,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, I mean, it was so hard that I got to a point where I would have sleepless nights.
Mm.
For me to get to a point where I'm hanging my guitar,
mm.
I mean, I love this thing. I grew up in music. But for me to be hanging that guitar and saying, look, God, can you take care of it? It means you would have had enough.
Mm.
You would have been driven to that point where you even cry alone at night. You'd be like, especially when you look around and you've got the right formula.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
It's like, what's going
on? I did the song in 2011, Begezela. Do you understand me? 2011.
8 years later.
6 years later.
6 years.
Yes, 6 years later, then it just, you know, the same song, it never changed.
Mm.
They discovered me using the same song. I remember speaking to one of Zimbabwean artist who was doing well in South Africa, and she was like, you need to let go of Begezela now, you've exhausted it so much, so just forget about
that's
it.
That's what she said.
That's what she said, like, just forget about Begezela.
We're going to send a message now, I won't send any bad shouting.
It was a good song, just, you know, I think it's for you to time for you to let go. But now she's singing a different tune, she's saying, I'm glad you held on to that song, you know.
But we need those people sometimes when we're in these situations, because
yes.
You don't need everyone to be siding with you.
Yes.
You need someone who goes
the opposite
and you learn something
it inspires you.
Yeah.
But inside, like, deep inside, I knew that, because I was aware of what was happening on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, like I was told in Tembisa, people were just, it started in Mpumalanga.
Mm.
And now slowly it started making its way to Gauteng,
yeah.
Soweto, Tembisa.
Uh-huh.
It was actually in Tembisa that Siponya Taylor was taking Vusinova for a performance.
And then
when they got there, they asked the DJ to play something soulful just to ease the crowd before Vusi could come in. And the DJ plays Megazella, and people went crazy and sang word for word. That's what made them see there is something here.
Wow.
Do you understand me? So, I was patient. I persevered through thick and thin, you know. And at the end of the day, at the right time, at the right timing, it proved me right that I was not insane. Because at times you would be like, maybe I'm insane.
Maybe I should hang that guitar. Like, what you almost did.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you like, but deep inside you know that I did everything right.
Mm.
Because in those years when I did Begezela, that's when Zahara was being launched.
Yes.
That's when Berita was being launched. And Berita was actually discovered on my show, you know, at Carlton Center there. So to watch these guys blossom, grow, you know, to watch Abonati come into the scene and make it and become millionaires, and you're still waiting.
But what did it do for you during that time? Like, just take me through what it did to you, like, to your soul, to your individuality, to just everything else.
It killed me. I don't want to lie to you. Because people would come to me and say, look, your song is good.
Yeah.
Everyone who heard the song had something positive to say about it. So, and you're like, okay, but where am I losing it?
Yeah.
What is it that I'm not doing wrong? So at that moment, you start searching yourself spiritually to say, maybe there are things that are holding back my success.
Yeah.
Because I've done it all, but yet I just can't seem to break it. Maybe we're meeting Gyo Pasha or Gyo Tata or...
Did you try to go to Boiti, maybe, Sangoma? Just show you the way.
You know, I've always been a Gudaramori, staunch believer and you know, religious person, and so I kept on praying. Yes, there are certain things that I was taught when I was growing up that I went against.
Yeah.
So I went back to say, God, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, maybe that's why it's not happening.
So I started trying to really sort these things out, of which I believe some of these elements, I finally got it right by searching my soul and trying to fix certain things and certain aspects. But I can tell you that it is quite evident, clearly so, that it was God who just opened up. Because if you listen to these events, how they happened, it was just, it shocked people. It shocked everyone.
Because this is like, how many months?
It just in 6 months, it literally so. Because we launched the album in August.
Yeah.
You know, and already September, October, November, I was already performing. I had now bookings of my own. Do you understand? Yes, I had shows that I was doing, including the most sought after festival in South Africa that attracts 40,000 people. It's called Buyele Gaya. And I performed there.
Yeah.
And when it's in East London, and people sang word for word to Begezela. So, I mean, you look at such, you're like, this is a huge privilege.
Yeah,
so for me, when these things happened, I was just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So tell me, if from now onwards, what's like, where are you headed? Obviously, you're headed somewhere far, but then where are you headed and where are you in your mind space right now?
Okay, well, I'm still learning. Right now, I've just discovered that life has become even more complicated.
Okay.
It was simpler when I was just a waiter. you know, because all I worried about was rent, money, and food.
So how complicated is it now? It's a celebrity.
Now it's very complicated. I mean, I used to think depression and nervous breakdowns are white people's diseases. They don't happen to black people. But I suffered my worst nervous breakdown just 2 weeks ago on a Saturday. It was really bad.
What happened?
It's an emotional roller coaster type of thing where I'm new into this thing.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So emotionally, at my space, I'm still a human being.
Yeah.
You know, so after the hype of the day, after the presenters have said you're amazing and people have called in, people have bought your music in the city, you go back home and it's just you alone and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thoughts are the biggest culprit because now you start thinking a lot of things. And constantly you are trying not to make it. You're trying to remain yourself.
Exactly.
Because you're saying, I won't change.
Yeah.
But reality, people around you
things
start
make
to change.
You change, right?
People don't treat you the same way anymore.
Differently.
They don't just say, ah, now people's over here. Now everyone's like, oh, how's it, man?
How do my brother?
You become my brother.
Buy me ice cream.
Even not that, they buy you ice cream now. Do you understand?
That's amazing.
And then you're saying, I don't want to change. I still want to remain humble. But Vusinova now comes to you and greets you and make conversation.
But that never used to happen before.
Ntando comes into you and is like, yo, Ntwana, I love Zimbabweans. We should go to Zimbabwe. Ntwana, we should do something.
Nice.
And he says, I love your song that you're doing right now. Can I feature?
Like, wow. Oh,
so all of a sudden, you are in those circles. Mm-hmm. You are with them now. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you start behaving like them.
Mm-hmm.
And then my director shouts at you because he's very strict on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because for 30 years, he's made artists.
Yeah.
And he's seen them fall so hard.
So he doesn't want to get the
signs and symptoms. So constantly, he keeps me in check.
Yeah. But what keeps you in check besides your diet? What keeps you grounded?
What keeps me grounded, really, I think religion does. Because when I go to church every Sunday, I still carry out the same duties that I used to carry.
Mm-hmm.
But Lance plays a very big role.
Shout out to you.
He always like scolds me like a child.
Mm.
I was under fire actually now when I was doing an interview with Star FM.
Mm-hmm.
They were listening in an essay.
Yeah.
Delphine, Lance's wife, sent me a very long email and said, you know, when I call you both well, that it is our signal that you would have done something. You know, so I'm scolding you because only my mother calls me both well and Nakona would have done something wrong.
Yeah.
So I was under fire because when they asked me, off record, when they asked me, okay, so when are you going back to SA? I said, I'm flying back on Wednesday.
Flying back.
Exactly. So they're like, flying back. You need to always remain humble, you know. But anyway, they don't understand the culture of this side.
They must know.
But anyway, for them, it's always humility, if you're on check.
Uh-huh. Listen up, I have to let you go because we have to make way for another show, for another program. I'm just like you. Maybe when you were 10 years back, what would you say to me briefly that will make me persevere just like how you're persevering now?
I'll say step out of your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
Step out of the arts that you're doing right now. Go and look for a job. Even if it's for 6 months. And the best job that I would recommend is being a waiter. Because you will learn a great deal of life skills from there.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Get in here.
Thanks
you can't
to
see
you,
that, but it's okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. So if you really like this guy, we're going to play one or two of his songs here on the Cliff Central. And please get a hold of him on all his social media platforms. His Twitter, his Instagram is Vegezela Music. You can find him on Facebook as Vegezela. And we're going to play Vegezela. Hey, we have so much patience. All right, cheers. Don't be a little bit. very, very, very exciting because, you know, to just think that, oh, this entire interview happened in so many different spaces. First of all, we're sitting in the garden outside, and the garden told us that they need to shut down because they have to knock off and go. And we moved into some cafe, and where there was so much noise in the background. But you know, when you have to get a story from somebody, no matter where you are, you always make sure that you get that story. And I really like the fact that he touched a lot on patience, which I think a lot of our young artists need to have. Perseverance, just understanding yourself, God's timing. And I wish, you know, nothing but the best for Begezela and his music career, because he is like bound to explode, not only as a Zimbabwean act based in South Africa, but also just as an African act, because he's very authentic to himself and to his music. So bravo, my brother, all the way. Just keep pushing, and I'll be rooting for you, because I really just believe in your art, in your crafts, in your everything, and I'm a big fan, so I'll be buying all the music. And you also can go ahead and buy his music. You can follow him on all social media platforms, on Twitter and on Instagram. His handle is Begezela Music, and I'll tag him. Just follow me on Twitter, I'll tag him, and also just retweet him, so that you guys can just get to know more about his music. Begezela, it's an incredible guy. So the award-winning MTV is set in the cool clubs, hangouts and schools of Braamfontein and the conjured township of Zenzele in Johannesburg. The Down South season brings serious grit and drama. So MTV Sugar is now available on your favorite radio station, Cliff Central. So you can also live stream on www.cliffcentral.com, and also tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. for the Gilmore T Vibe. We'll be dishing you all nice things on MTV Sugar and all Zimbabwean entertainment and topical tunes. So MTV Sugar Down South follows the lives of young people and tells their stories as they happen. Soul 25 is a spoiled lay about who spends his time shuttling the neighborhood kids to parties in his pimped up Quantum that daddy bought him. He has a new girl in his front seat every week, but when he meets Zodo, all that changes. In a gut-wrenching episode, Thetan so fights to keep control. Will he go too far? Next up is Soul's story. That's how we do it down
south, boy. That's what they call it down south. Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Soul Story. Yeah, I know you want it. Yeah, I know you got it. Yeah, I know you
want it. Yeah, I know you got it. Oh, damn, she's beautiful. When I saw Tulu, I had to have her. My dad's a big shot around town, and I've always got everything I wanted. And I wanted Tulu.
Thanks for the lift, mister.
Ah, mister, you can call me Saul.
Okay, bye, Saul.
Wait. When do I see you again?
There's a line.
And how long is this line?
It's long, very long. But for you, I might put you in third, fifth place.
Ah, fifth.
Why? What can you do for me?
Give me your number. We chat live and discuss a topic.
Chat live? Really? Chat live? When my Tamagotchi only makes SMSs and takes phone calls.
In this day and age.
Yes, in this day and age. Look, thanks for the food, ne? Ciao. Hello. And then, did I leave something in your ride?
No, I just sent a visit. Is that a problem?
Okay. Well, hurry up. You know we have noisy neighbors.
What noisy neighbors?
Pele, you know how these neighbors can get. What's that? For me? Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Tell me, Miss Tamagotchi, which of your broke schoolboys is going to spoil you like this?
So now you think because you got me a phone, you know you can get my digits and skip to the front of the line?
Well, that's up to you. Look. I just want to get to know you better. I charmed her, bought her things, and soon I had her eating out the palm of my hand. I usually change my wallpaper girls like every month, but Sula was feisty. She kept me on my toes. Then she started misbehaving, and I had to show her who was boss.
What ugly dress are you wearing?
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's
you want to listen to some music? Or let me give you some tea.
I'm not here to listen to any of your stupid music or your tea.
Let me get the condoms.
After that, the relationship wasn't the same. The spark was gone. She was mine and she did everything I said. I loved the power. I loved the fear in her eyes. What's this?
All the stuff you bought me. I can't keep it.
So what must I do with them? You accepted the gifts. Now they're yours.
So please.
Get free, Danielle.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're probably not thinking straight, ne? Cousin Timma. She disobeyed me again. Doesn't she know how much I love her? Doesn't she know that I could get any girl I wanted? Sure, boss. I released that sexy video I took of her, and let's see if she ignores me now. Is dead because of me, and releasing that tape was a big mistake. Now I sit in jail, charged with statutory rape and possibly murder. Entire community is against me. Sola didn't need to die. Sola didn't need to die. She was vibrant, passionate, and her father loved her so much. I belong in prison. I deserve everything that's happened to me. If I could turn back the clock, I'd feel differently. Brothers, word of advice. You can't buy love. You can't buy respect. It's earned. Treat your woman like the queens that they are. Please, don't end up like me.
Thank you so much for joining me this week. A huge shout out to Begezela for having this conversation despite all the circumstances and the noise in the environment that we're in. We have to make way for the next show. And remember, the name is Gilmore T, the Global Citizen. Until next week, please enjoy the rest of your listenership or listening or whatever you call it in English. And God bless. Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.